Chapter 11. When they drew near to Caesarea, which is opposite Nineveh, Raphael said,
"Are you not aware of how we left your father? Let us hurry on ahead of your wife to prepare the house while the others are still on the way."
As the two of them went on together, Raphael said to him,
"Have the gall in your hands."
And the dog ran along behind them. Hannah used to sit, peering down the road by which her son was to return. When at length she caught sight of him coming, she said to his father,
"Look! Your son is coming, and so is the man who went along with him!"
Before he reached his father, Raphael said to Tobiah,
"I know that his eyes will be opened. Apply the fish's gall to his eyes. The medicine will contract the white films and peel them off his eyes. Your father will recover his sight and see the light of day."
Hannah ran up to her son, threw her arms around his neck, and said,
"Oh, I see you, my boy. Now you may die in peace."
And she burst into tears. Then Tobiah got up and stumbled as he came to meet his son at the courtyard gate. Tobiah went up to him with the fish's gall in his hand, and he scattered it into the eyes of his father. And he said to him, "Do not be afraid, father." He applied the medicine to his eyes, and it smarted. Then, beginning from the corners of his eyes, he used both hands to peel off the white films. He threw his arms around Tobiah's neck and burst into tears, saying,
"I can see you, my son, the light of my eyes."
Then he continued,
"Praise be to God, and praise be his great name. Blessed be all his holy angels. May his great name rest upon us, and praise be all his angels throughout all the ages. Because though he has scourged me, he has had mercy upon me. Behold, I now see my son, Tobiah."
So Tobiah went in, rejoicing and praising God with all his might. Tobiah told his father that his journey had been successful, that he had brought the money, that he had married Sarah, the daughter of Reuel, and that she was, indeed, on her way there, approaching the gate of Nineveh. Rejoicing and praising God, Tobiah went out to meet his daughter-in-law at the gate of Nineveh. When the Ninevites saw him walking and striding along in full strength, with no one leading him any longer by the hand, they were amazed. Before all of them, Tobiah acknowledged that God had shown him mercy and had opened his eyes. When Tobiah drew near to Sarah, the wife of his son Tobiah, he blessed her, saying,
"Come, my daughter, and welcome. Praise be to your God who has brought you to us, my daughter. Blessings upon your father, and blessings upon my son Tobiah, and blessings upon you, my daughter. Welcome to your home with health, blessing, and happiness. Enter, my daughter."
On that day, there was great joy among all the Judeans who were in Nineveh. Ahikar and his nephew Nadan were on hand to rejoice with him. The wedding was celebrated with joy for 7 days, and many gifts were given to him.